Gone South has been a podcast about crime in the American South. But for our new season, we're widening the lens. Follow and listen to Gone South Season 5, wherever you get your shows.
It is time to ask the CLO, our Chief Love Officer, Steve Harvey. Ready, Steve? CLO?
Yes.
All right, thank you. This is from Charmaine in Calumet. Charmaine writes, I was a side chick a few years ago. I left that situation and got married. The married man from my past got saved and confessed to having an affair. His wife called me to talk about it. Why would he do that? Do I owe his wife an explanation?
No, you don't. And I don't know why y'all don't do like men do. If his wife call you, just what are you talking about?
I know this.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Excuse me. I'm married. And don't call me anymore. You don't have to give people closure. That's him and her. That's him and her. Stay out of that. You found out you shouldn't have been in it. You made your mistake. Move on.
Great. And we're going to move on, too, to Justine in Port Arthur. Justine writes, my husband sent a DM to his ex-wife, and it said, happy birthday, beautiful. He said there's nothing wrong with what he did. We're friendly with our exes, but he crossed the line. If it's cool, why did he choose to DM it to her and not text it?
Well, he knew it wasn't cool. We friendly with our exes. what that mean anyway?
Right. I'm that poor.
I don't really know. I don't really know.
If you have kids, you share kids.
All of them, I got kids with all my ex. What they got?
But you would still just say, if you said anything, happy birthday, he put that beautiful
line. I have ever said happy birthday to an ex. I'm friendly with the kids. I'm just being real with you. I'm friendly with the kids. There ain't nothing wrong with them. You know, I don't blame nobody for nothing, but once I'm out.
Yeah.
I'm out.
Same here. Same here.
It's over.
I ain't got nothing for you. You ain't got to worry about me DMing you, texting you, Facebooking you.
But if you're friendly, you wouldn't just say happy birthday? I mean,
why is we friendly, though?
I'm just saying, if you were friendly.
See, Charlie, that's an impossibility for me.
Why are we friendly?
All he's saying is, he said happy birthday. He doesn't understand it's the beautiful.
That's beautiful. Beautiful.
What's happy
it's
about
the
it?
Beautiful.
It's beautiful. Well,
here's the other part. Okay. Here's what women should all use this technique. And just ask your husband, whatever you're talking to him, when you're trying to get the right answer from him about what he did and he's trying to justify it. Just ask him, say this, what if it were reversed?
Yeah.
Suppose I did this, how would you feel? That shuts the argument down completely.
Yeah.
Because he's not going to say he'll be cool with it.
Happy birthday, handsome.
Hey, what's up with your sexy self? You text your ex. No, see, you need to get in the car and head on over that end.
Wow.
Because that's where you stay now.
Condition, so but you can't take it.
Right. And you agree with Justine in this one. Yeah, if it was
well,
so cool.
You know, because he was wrong for that. What's the DM for him? Wrong. We friendly with our exes. Well, get unfriendly with them.
Send another birthday shout out.
See what happens.
Look, if you didn't need him in your life in the relationship part, what you need him in your life as a friend for? I'm going to tell you right now. See, we can't be in a full-blown relationship, become divorced for whatever the reason, because something went wrong. And in that divorce, it wasn't nobody laughing in court. Now, we back to being friends again? For what?
For the sake of the children. Me right there. So the children can... That's all. It's just for the sake of the children.
All my kids ain't got over it.
How do you know?
Get yourself some therapy. Do whatever you got to do.
We're going to move on. This is Maurice in Compton, who writes, my wife's male best friend was overweight and missing a few teeth when I met my wife. He's lost weight and works out daily, and he's got new teeth. I can honestly admit that I'm jealous when he's with my wife now. Is it cool to break them up? Wow.
Boy, when got that stuff done, got the paper.
He got his swag on that.
See, I've forewarned you all this time about these male friends and female friends. I just don't. You know, he was overweight with no teeth. He got some teeth and got that weight off. You don't think he looking at your girl a little bit different? He been looking at it different. He just ain't have a chance. I'm going to tell you something like
this. Best friend.
If a fat man who got a raggedy mouth fix his mouth and get in shape, the only way to flex that is to use it. And he finna use it, all of it, for evil purposes.
Evil?
Did you say evil?
Yes, evil purposes. He finna be up to no good. Yeah, who want this?
He's flashing his grill. His new
smiling. Hey, what's up, beautiful?
Happy birthday, beautiful. Wow. Oh. So should the husband break them up then? That's what he's asking.
Man, I ain't got to break them up. See, I would have never, I don't allow it. So I'm not having that, man.
Okay. All right.
You know,
All right, last one. All right, last one. Fonz in Philly writes, I borrowed a suit from a friend to impress a lady on a first date. My friend knows a lady, too, and after our date, he told her that I wore his suit. I was embarrassed, but luckily, she didn't care. My friend said it was a joke. Was he joking or was he hating?
So uncool to do that. Mm-hmm. So uncool to do that, man. You don't shade your boy like that.
No.
Yeah. He borrowed the suit, then you told him, yeah, he wore my suit. Okay, man, so what you in her face for telling her that? Mm-hmm. Why you trying to get her to know that that was your suit? Mm-hmm. If I was you, my man, I check the friendship meet on this boy right here.
Yeah.
I would check the friendship because, man, hey, man, you don't do that to your dudes. I'm going to give you an example. Like, when I'm clearing my closet out, you know, I give away clothes, right? And I start with the people who work around me closest. And some of the guys of my size can wear my clothes. So I have a giveaway and I let them have it. I will see them in it with their wife or their girlfriend. I see them in it. I never mention it.
Right.
Right.
I would never mention
that. That's the grown-up adult thing to do.
You have class.
It's crazy.
Yeah. All right.
It's crazy.
All right. Thank you, sir.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Lemonade. Fresh squeeze lemonade. Lemonade? Oh, nuts.
Is your business struggling to be seen, not reaching the right customers?
Yeah.
Odyssey's here to help. Your one-stop shop for digital marketing.
Wait, really?
With targeted digital media, plus SEO, SEM, social, OTT, and more, we help your business reach the right audience and drive results.
Whoa, hey, one at a time.
Stop missing out on valuable customers. Visit digitallocalads.com to learn more about our local advertising solutions. That's digitallocalads.com.
Okay, people, mine starts here.